Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 20th of August 2024. Essence. Sweet children, stay in remembrance of the One Father while working. Remember the Father and the home while walking and moving around. This is your act of courage. Question. When and how is there regard and disregard for the Father? Answer. When you children remember the Father very well, you are giving him regard. If you say that you don't have time to remember the Father, you are disregarding him. Actually, you are disregarding yourself and not the Father. Do not only become well known for giving lectures, but become well known for having the pilgrimage of remembrance. Keep a chart of your remembrance. It is by having remembrance that you souls will become Satopradhan. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children. The cycle of 84 births is explained to you. This is the knowledge that you children have studied for many births and have continued to imbibe. This is absolutely easy. It is not something new. The father sits here and explains how many births and rebirths you have taken from the golden age till the end of the iron age. This knowledge is already in your intellects in an easy way. This is a study. You also have to understand the beginning, middle, and end of creation. No one except the Father can explain this. The Father says, the pilgrimage of remembrance, which is also called yoga, is even more elevated than this knowledge. The word yoga is very famous, but this yoga is the pilgrimage of remembrance. People who go on pilgrimages say that they are going on a pilgrimage to such and such a pilgrimage place. They go to Srinath or Amarnath and they remember those places. Similarly, you now understand that the spiritual father teaches you a very long pilgrimage of remembrance. He says, remember me. People return from those pilgrimages. This is a pilgrimage where you have to go and reside in the land of liberation. Although you will have to play your parts, they will not be in this old world. You have disinterest in this old world. This is the dirty kingdom of Ravan. Therefore, the main aspect is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Some children don't even understand how to have remembrance. Whether someone has remembrance or not is not visible. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father. This is not something that is visible. It cannot be known to what extent someone stays in the stage of the pilgrimage of remembrance. Only that individual would know that. This method has been shown to many. The benefactor father has explained, consider yourselves to be souls and remember Shiv Baba. By all means, continue to do your service. For example, there are children on security duty. They walk around and it's very easy for them to stay in remembrance. You should not remember anything other than the Father. The Father explains to you using examples. you have to keep coming and going on this pilgrimage of remembrance. Just as Christian priests walk in silence, so you children also have to remember the Father and the home with a lot of love. This destination is very high. Devotees also continue to make this effort. However, they don't know that they have to return home. They think that they will return when the Iron Age finishes. There is no one to teach them, whereas you children are being taught. When you are on security duty, the more you remain in solitude and remember the Father, the better it will be. It is by having remembrance that your sins are cut away. There are the burdens of the sins of many births on your heads. Those who become Satopradhan first are also the ones who go into the kingdom of Rama first. Therefore, they are the ones who have to remain on the pilgrimage of remembrance the most. This is a matter of each and every cycle, and so they have a good chance to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. There is no question here of fighting or quarrelling. As you come and go, and as you sit, you carry out the two tasks at the same time. Those on security duty can experience the most benefit. Whether it is day or night, those on security duty can benefit a great deal if they imbibe the habit of staying in remembrance. The Father has given you a very good service to do. Security duty and the pilgrimage of remembrance. You receive a chance to stay in remembrance of the Father. You are shown many different ways to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. You are not able to stay in remembrance outside, in your business, etc., as much as you are able to here. Therefore, you come to Madhaban to be refreshed. So, go into solitude in the mountains. Sit on a rock and stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. It does not matter if one goes or if two or three others go. There is a very good chance here to do this. The main thing is to have remembrance of the Father. The ancient yoga of Bharat is very famous. You now understand that your sins are cut away with this pilgrimage of remembrance. You will become Satopradhan. Therefore, you have to make very good effort for this. To demonstrate staying in remembrance of the Father while working is an act of courage. You definitely have to perform actions because you belong to the household path. Let there be remembrance of the Father while living at home with your families and doing business, etc. There is a great deal of income in this for you. Although it does not enter the intellects of some children, the Father continues to tell you to keep a chart. Some write their charts for a little while. The Father shows you many methods. Children want to come to Baba. You can earn a great deal of income here. The solitude here is very good. The Father sits here and personally explains to you, "Remember me and your sins will be cut away, because there are the sins of many births on your heads." Many fights and quarrels take place due to vice. There are many obstacles. Some say, "Baba, they won't let us remain pure." The Father says, Child, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance and remove the burden of your sins of many births from your head. Continue to remember Shiv Baba while sitting at home. You can have remembrance wherever you are sitting. You can practice this wherever you live. Whoever comes, give them this message. The Father says, consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. This is called the power of yoga. Power means strength, Shakti. The Father is called the Almighty Authority. So how can you receive that power from the Father? The Father himself says, remember me. While coming down, you have become Tamo Pradhan, and so that power has now completely finished. There is not even a pennyworth left. There are some among you who explain this very well and who remember the Father. Therefore, each of you has to ask yourself what your chart is like. The Father tells all the children that the pilgrimage of remembrance is the main thing. It is by having remembrance that your sins will be cut away. Even if there is no one to caution you, you can still remember the Father. Even if you live alone abroad, you can still stay in remembrance. For instance, if you are a married couple and your wife is elsewhere, you can write and tell her, simply remember one thing. Remember the Father, and your sins of many births will be burnt. Destruction is standing ahead. The Father continues to explain many good methods, but whether you do it or not is up to you. You children understand that the advice the Father gives is very good. Our duty is to give the message to everyone, our friends, relatives, etc., and whomsoever we meet. Whether they are your friends or whoever they are, you should be interested in doing service. You have pictures as well as a badge. They are very good things. This badge can make anyone into Lakshmi or Narayan. You have to explain the picture of the tree Murti very well. The one above them is Shiva. Those people make an image of the tree Murti. They do not show an image of Shiva above it. Because of them not showing Shiva, the boat of Bharat has sunk. Now, only by remembering Shiv Baba can the boat of Bharat go across. They call out, O Purifier, come and purify us impure ones. Yet they say that he is omnipresent. This mistake is worth pennies. The Father sits here and explains to you the way to give lectures. The Father continues to give you directions about how to do service and open museums. Then many will come. A circus goes to many big cities. They have so much equipment. People from many villages go to see them. This is why the Father says, build such a beautiful museum that people become happy when they see it and tell others about it. It is also explained that whatever service takes place, it happened as it did in the previous cycle. However, you have to have a great deal of concern about becoming Sato Pradhan. It is in this that some children become careless and make mistakes. Maya also creates obstacles on this pilgrimage of remembrance. Ask your heart, do I have that much interest? Do I make effort? This knowledge is a common matter. Although no one except the Father can explain the cycle of 84 births, the pilgrimage of remembrance is the main thing. At the end, no one except the one Father has to be remembered. The Father continues to give you full directions. The main aspect is to remember Baba. You can explain to anyone. Whoever they are, you can explain the badge to them. No one else has such a meaningful medal. Those in the military receive a medal when they do something good. Anyone who sees the medal of Rai Saab would see that he received the title from the viceroy. Previously, there used to be viceroys, but they don't have any power now. There are so many quarrels now. The number of human beings has increased so much, and so land is needed for them in the cities. The Father is now establishing heaven. So many will be destroyed, and very few will remain. There will be so much land there, and everything will be new there. There will be so much land there, and everything will be new there. You have to make very good effort in order to go to that new world. Every human being makes effort to claim a very high status. It is understood that if someone does not make effort fully, he will fail. He himself understands that he will fail, and so he stops studying and finds employment. Nowadays, they have many strong employment laws. Human beings are very unhappy. Baba now shows you such a path that there will be no trace of sorrow for 21 births. The Father says, simply stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance to whatever extent you can. Night time is very good. By all means, remember Baba while lying down. However, some fall asleep. An old person would not be able to sit for long. Therefore, he would surely go to sleep. He would continue to remember the Father while lying down. He would experience great internal happiness because there is a great deal of income in this. You think that there is still time left, but it is not known when death will come. Therefore, the Father explains, the main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is difficult to have this outside in the cities. When you come here, you have a very good chance. There is nothing to worry about here. This is why you must continue to increase your chart here. Your character will also continue to be reformed through this. However, Maya is very powerful. Those who live in this home do not give it as much value as those who live outside do. However, at the moment, the result of the Gopes, brothers who are lost in love of God, is still good. Some daughters write, they harass us a great deal to get married. What can we do? Strong and sensible daughters would never write in this way. If someone writes in this way, Baba understands that she is like a goat or a sheep. It is in your own hands to protect your life. There are many types of sorrow in this world. Baba now explains to you in a very easy way. You children are greatly fortunate, because you have become the children of the Lord and Master. The Father makes you so elevated, yet you defame the Father. That too is false defamation. You have become so Tamopradan, don't even ask. How much more can one tolerate? People threaten one another and say, if you cause any more distress, I will put an end to you. The Father sits here and explains this. Only stories have been written in the scriptures. Baba shows you very easy methods. Have remembrance while performing actions. There is a great deal of benefit in this. Come here early in the morning and sit in remembrance. You will experience great pleasure. However, you don't have much interest in doing this. A teacher is able to understand from the behavior of his students which ones will fail. The Father also understands which ones will fail, and that too is for cycle after cycle. Although they may be very clever at giving lectures and be able to explain at exhibitions, they don't have remembrance. They fail in this. This shows a great deal of disregard. They are, in fact, disregarding themselves. Shiv Baba cannot be disregarded. None of you can say that you don't have time for remembrance. Baba would not believe you. You can have remembrance while bathing. Remember the Father at the time of eating. You can earn a great deal of income in this. Some children are only very well known for giving lectures. They have no yoga. That arrogance also makes them fall. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. In order to take power from the Almighty Authority Father, increase your chart of remembrance. Create different ways to have remembrance. Sit in solitude and accumulate extra income for yourself. 2. Be concerned about becoming Satopradan. Do not become careless and make mistakes. Do not become arrogant. Be interested in doing service. Together with that, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Blessing. May you be double light and remain as detached and loving as a lotus by handing over everything to the Father. To belong to the Father means to give all your burdens to the Father. To be double light means to hand over everything to the Father. Even this body is not mine. Since even that body does not belong to you, what else remains? All of you have made a promise. This body is yours, this mind is yours, and all the wealth is yours. Since everything belongs to the Father, how can there be any burdens? Therefore, keep the example of the lotus in your awareness and remain constantly loving and detached, and you will become double light. Slogan: true Pandavs are those who finish bossiness and who melt away all their awareness of the body with spirituality. Om Shanti.